It was 20 years ago today, the untold story of the Armenian Church Youth Ministries Center. Today's episode, Resurrecting the Presence. The days that followed the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ were days of organization. An event unparalleled in history had taken place, and it was necessary to carry on the momentum experienced by the witnesses of that miracle of miracles. The celebrations we hold today, 2,000 years later, minimize exponentially the magnitude of the actual resurrection event. Bunnies, eggs, Easter bonnets, and baskets are hardly as shocking and awe-inspiring as witnessing a person be critically wounded, assaulted, and killed, and then finding that same person not only alive, but engaging in conversation and in full power and authority, so much so that he was calling the shots for the newly created church. In the gospel, we read that Jesus appeared to the disciples and breathed into them the Holy Spirit, giving them the authority over sins. Not only was he alive, but he was organizing and empowering those who witnessed the resurrection. And to those who did not see him, such as the disciple Thomas, he offered an opportunity to interact. We read in the Gospel of St. John, Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, Jesus appears to the disciples, and this time Thomas is with them. Jesus said to him, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And there, Thomas made a complete confession, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." You know, it's easy to label Thomas as a doubting personality. But in fact, he is like people around us today, and like most people who have come to Christ over the last 2,000 years. We all have our doubts. The resurrection was not an event described by bunny rabbits and colored eggs. This was an earth-shaking, history-making reality. Humanity would come to split the calendar by this event into BC and AD. Like Thomas, all people need a little confirmation of the events. Thomas wanted a tactile feel to the risen Lord. Instead, it was his other senses which gave him the bravery to commit, "My Lord and my God." Read the story. Thomas never touches Jesus. He only confesses Jesus as his Lord and God once he has been touched by the presence of the living resurrected Lord. The Armenian Church, as an apostolic church, is the body of Christ. It must reflect the resurrected Lord in all that it is. In other words, the body of Christ should jar its people to understand that they are in the presence of the resurrected Lord, just as Thomas understood it. The Youth Ministry Center began during the Holy Easter season. Mr. Mehrabian had given me the keys to the center at the beginning of Lent. He quickly instructed his team to renovate the church building, to bring it up to code and standards of the Armenian Church. Plumbers, electricians, and contractors were moving walls, wires, and pipes. I was blessed with a team, too. They had the tools to transform on the spiritual side. We had 40 days to present the resurrected Lord on this corner of Glendale. My family, always part of the ministry equation, went into action. Susan sewing beautiful banners draping across the newly converted altar area, showing loaves and fishes, holy chalice, other ornaments from the Holy Scriptures. My youngest, Christopher, started sewing together crosses out of palm branches. My older two, Varjan and Sevan, had taken up woodwork as a hobby and were only too anxious to create ornamental fans, kishotzes, out of a wide array of materials. We tore out the altar area with its adult pool and replaced it with an area where the liturgy would be celebrated. Mike Giragos, a designer and architect, built an Armenian-style altar. Tamar Khatarunyan, then Papirian, a faithful member of our Bible study, scoured the streets of downtown looking for items to decorate the church and its altar as closely as we could to an Armenian church. She was quite innovative in her selections, going through Catholic supply stores, mom-and-pop curio shops, finding cloths, candle holders, and everything that should belong there. She made it happen. Day by day, the old, dilapidated building was turning into a church. Very much like Jesus' body, this building was being resurrected. In the end, we had a church which looked, smelled, sounded, and felt like an Armenian church. The people who came in that week entered and came in contact with the presence of Christ. No wonder it was a special and sacred place. It was from here that the miracles came pouring out. Join me tomorrow as we continue with the untold stories of the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center, which began 20 years ago today. If you missed an earlier episode, you can binge listen on your favorite podcatcher or at epostle.net under the Armodoxy for Today tab. Remember to leave your comment and or write us at feedback@epostle.net. Take care and God bless.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.